This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hey you, you're welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. So before we get into today's review, I just want to take a minute to ask you all how you've been doing. Please be good. Please always be good. Always take care of yourself and make sure you distance, remove yourself from anything that is stressing you. Please, your health matters. Your mental health matters. Just take care of yourself. Please do that. Alright, today I'm going to be reviewing Mouse. Mouse is a thriller South Korean television series which stars Lee Seung-gi. We all know this fabulous actor from Vagabond, My Girlfriend is a Gumiho, Good Family Book. He's an amazing actor. It also stars Lee Hee-jun, Park Joo-hyun, and Kang Soo-jin. This series was directed by Choi Jun-bae and Kang Choi-woo and written by Choi Ra. Take a brief synopsis. This series follows the confrontation of police officer Jung Ba-ryum, portrayed by Lee Seung-gi, with a serial killer. It premiered on TVN on March 3rd, 2021, and aired every Wednesday and Thursday at 10:30 Korean time. So this series is also available for streaming on MyTV Super in Hong Kong and VIU and Aiki in Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines, Myanmar and Malaysia. This is not on Netflix, so if you don't base in the above mentioned countries, you can watch on Kiss Asian. That's where I watch all Korean dramas and series that are not on Netflix. Alright, let's quickly dive into today's business. You know this is going to be hot. It's a crime, thriller, mystery, suspense drama. Like, crazy, just like Beyond Evil. I love mysteries. I love thrillers. I love crime. I love dark dramas. I'm not trying to say I don't like romance or comedy. I love all of them, but I love this. Okay, let's talk about episode 1 of Mouse. So this episode opened with a scene where we saw some school kids, around I think it's 8 to 10 or 8 to 11, on an excursion at a zoo. We saw their teacher showing them a black mamba, you know, teaching them what this black mamba does, what the black mamba eats, and curious kids there kept asking questions. Afterwards, we saw a weird looking kid and he sneaked a mouse into where the mamba was kept. I was so surprised. Like, young boy, young kid, what are you doing? What's happening? Then the chase began between the mamba and the mouse. You know, normal kids, they were all terrified and they ran away. And this weird young boy was still there. Like, he was enjoying the show. You could see it on his face. I'm like, kid, come on, what's happening? I already went through the synopsis of the show and we all know it's a psychological crime drama. So I guess I was thinking, oh yeah, this is the main psychopath of this drama. Then we saw this weird boy again in church asking God why he's different, and then there I felt for him because I know how isolated and lonely you can feel when other people, your peers, isolate you for being different. But in this case, I don't even blame his peers because he was too different, doing weird things, killing animals. Who won't be scared? Alright, let's dive into the episode proper. So, this episode tells us of a serial killer popularly known as the Headhunter. You know? Yes, like I presume this drama is all about crime and serial killings. Then a professor who lost his sister to the same serial killer years ago. So this guy, this professor, you would know him from Penthouse. He was in Penthouse season 2, that real estate funny agent that was busy selling properties. So he has been doing research in England, he's based in England, to study DNAs of serial killers. So in order to find a solution to prevent them, these serial killers, from being, you know, born into the world. After this research, it came out a success, and this DNA process, what was it called, this test that pregnant women had to undergo, had a 99% accuracy. You see, it's all said. So I came back to South Korea. They had a meeting, even the government, they had a meeting to know if they could enforce this law, like a forceful abortion of fetuses with serial killers. If you go for a test and the DNA of a serial killer is found in the fetus, that means you have to abort that child. This is a very mean, like, it's a very mean law, and I'm so happy majority voted against it. It's so mean, and it's violation of human rights. Understand what they're trying to do, you know, to reduce the crime rate of psychopath serial killers, but no, they have to look for another way. So afterwards, this professor had a brief meeting with his longtime friend, who is a popular South Korean neurosurgeon, and now we found out that this guy is married, happily married, the way he's happily married, the way he presented it, and his wife, like, was heavily pregnant. I think she was about 8 or 9 months, like, about to give, to put to bed, you know what I mean. And oh, and this professor, this his longtime friend, his name is Han Seo-joon. The name reminds me of Han Seo-joon from True Beauty. So after they talked, like, they were discussing about the law and everything, the wife was there, and normal thing, normal mother instinct, she wasn't comfortable with the conversation, you know, hearing that they even thought of bringing this law, putting this law to place, that if they find a DNA of a serial killer in the fetus, they're going to abort the child. You know how scary it can be as a mother. So she felt uncomfortable. Han Seo-joon, being a loving husband, he told us he is, he's a loving husband, asked his wife to go rest, you know, you tired, you're pregnant. Afterwards, the professor, Han Seo-joon saw the professor off and gets close. We saw another scene, a family of four, they were on their way to a camping site on a snowy night. I was like, what's wrong with you people? That's it. I was surprised. Where are you guys going at this time of the night when it's snowy? You should be at home sipping wine, watching TV, and you out there. You're going to where? I don't know. Then we saw the it's a family of four, the father, mother, and two young boys. And the guy that's the father, he came down to ask a vehicle in front for direction, I guess. He came back, they were happy. When they got to the camping site, everywhere was so dead. Everywhere was quiet. There was no one on site. He had to call the camp manager or the camp owner. So, like, confirm what's happening. There's no one here. And the manager said, it's been cancelled days ago. I think a day or 2 days ago because of the bad weather. To me, I'm like, you have to inquire. Yes, I know you already booked for this. Why didn't you inquire before stepping out of your house? And you know there are series of murders happening in your town. Why? Now, always trust a woman and a mother's instinct. The wife was like, what's the meaning of this rubbish? Let's go. And we saw this naughty young, the naughty boy, too young kid. So right now I'm talking about the smaller one. His name is Go Munchi, because the camp owner told their dad that they could stay for free since they're already there, but the water tank is not working. I think most things there weren't working. So this little boy was like, no, mama, what is wrong with this small boy? Why do you drag him inside the vehicle? And the father backed him up. The father backed him up. But mother didn't have a choice than to please his kid. The other boy, the elder brother, didn't really complain. Just that small Go Munchi. Oma, oma, oma. If I was your ma, I would drag you into the vehicle and we'll go home. Alright, you know what happened next? The headhunter wiped the family. The father, the mother, and almost killed Guwon. I think his name is Guwon. Go Munchi's elder brother. Like, that was just a very terrible thing. I felt chills all over my body. That scene was so heartbreaking. The police arrived. I think the owner of the camping site called the police to fix something, one or two there, and the police arrived, and that's what saved Go Munchi's elder brother. If not, the headhunter would have killed him and Go Munchi too. So they were lucky. So they took them to the hospital, and we saw that detective was like acting up. I understand why he was acting up. He's been a victim. He lost his daughter. He couldn't find his daughter's body. He doesn't know if the daughter is dead or alive. So he was like, you know, forcefully asking Go Munchi, did you see who killed their parents? Did you see? And Go Munchi, you know, he was frightened. Like a little kid of, I think, 6 or 7 years. He was so frightened, couldn't talk. Other police officer came to his rescue and dragged that guy away. Like, come to your senses, we understand. And as they were about leaving, Go Munchi, terrified, pointed to an unforeseen person or picture we didn't know. And then the next part, we saw the police, you know, at the neurosurgeon's house, Han Seo Jun. They were there for a search warrant. After everything, they couldn't find anything. We didn't know Go Munchi. Go Munchi, his character is really going to be badass. He sneaked into the police vehicle when they were about leaving the station to Han Seo Jun's house. So they couldn't find anything. The others were like telling the police officer, that detective, we told you not to forcefully search this man's house. You know, he's a big public figure. So as they were about leaving, Go Munchi from the vehicle stabbed Han Seo Jun, the neurosurgeon, and one of the snow men in front of the house just broke into two, and we found some belongings of Go Munchi's mother and them. Why all eyes are like, no. His wife too was scared. Like, what was her name? I can't remember her name. But Han Seo Jun's wife was just so scared and terrified. Just like she knows something we didn't know. We're all in suspense. So after all the questioning in station, he was bailed out. I think he found his way with his lawyer out, acting all holy in front of the press, the journalists, saying, yes, we need to catch the serial killer. This, that. Woo! Really? Alright, the professor was with his wife and was trying to convince, you know, they've been friends, or he thought they were friends for a very long time. I was telling the neurosurgeon's wife that Han Seo Jun loves you very well. The look on the wife's face wasn't that convincing. We couldn't read it. And the next thing, she came out, approached her husband and told him, you did it. I saw you building this snowman. You did it. And Han Seo Jun couldn't, you know, he couldn't hide it anymore. The psychopath in him came. And he was like, oh, my wife is very smart. My wife, I'm like, man, why? I felt for that lady. She was like, why did you marry me? Why did you marry me? And Hansoju said, I need an offspring. Wow. This one is really mad. This one is really crazy. And we also found out he killed his professor's sister. Professor's sister's name was Jennifer. She and Han Seo Joon were dating. And guess the reason he killed her? Nah. Chills. I can't wait to give my opinion on this episode one, everything. It's them good. Very good. He killed her because she aborted their child. Like, why would she abort my baby? My offspring, why? Too much spoilers. Okay, back to that little weird boy. That little weird boy we saw in the beginning. Still committing everything, still weird, killing rabbits, doing things, drawing scary things. He even went on to kill his dad's fish, his dad's pet dog. And would I say his dad was abusive? Because back at school then, when his homeroom teacher summoned his dad to make complaints, his dad was actually, you know, supporting his son. Like, was shouting at the teacher, why would you say my son is different because he drew a unique painting? And I don't know, maybe he could have, you know, taken him to see a psychiatrist or something, because he had to resort to physical abuse. I don't know who to blame. Who would you blame in this case? Please talk to me. Who would you blame? Who? Alright, this young boy almost killed his younger brother alive, almost buried him alive. If not for the intervention of his mother, their mother, that's how he would have buried his little sibling alive. At such young age, what would he resort to when he grows up? Like, at a very tender age, you are very mean. Okay, we found out this weird little boy's name is Jung Jae-hoon. I can't wait to see who he grows up to become in the future. I can't wait to see the terror he brings in this whole drama. I just can't wait. He also killed his dad. And this episode one ended with him walking towards where his younger brother and his autistic younger sister were hiding. This is, woo! Now this is one hell of an episode. A 10 over 10 rating. It's good. You should see it. This series had already ended, so I guess most people have seen it, but if you've not seen it, let's start binge watching together. Let's start, because I feel we won't get disappointed. Episode one like this, the main actors, Lee Seung-gi, we've not seen their character. We just saw their childhood version, and it's this hot. What will the adult version do? You know what I'm talking about. Let's give it up to the amazing cast and crew, the writer, the producer, the director, everyone involved in Mouse, making this excellent piece of art. Let's give it up to them. This is a really beautiful one. I'm not disappointed. Like I said, this is a 10 over 10. My rating is always 10 over 10. So this episode is a 10 over 10. I can't wait to watch other episodes. I can't wait. And there are so many Korean dramas I need to watch and review. Like, they're lined up. Youth of May, Doom at Your Service, Imitation, Oh My Lady Lord, So Your Haunted House, Dark Hole, and upcoming dramas. Guys, tell me, how am I going to do this? How? Tell me how I'm going to do this. Alright, thank you very much for listening, and do leave feedback. I appreciate your comments. Do leave your comments wherever you're listening from. whatever podcast site you're listening from, do leave a comment. And don't forget to follow K-Drama Time with Vimve on Instagram. Let's interact. Let's keep interacting. Give me suggestions. Let the community grow. Thank you very much. Thank you once again for listening. Once again, I'm your host, Vimve. I will see you next time, and that next time is tomorrow, because I intend doing daily podcasts now. Yes. So please support me to motivate more listeners. I see I get motivated. Like my last review on Penthouse, I was so surprised with the love, the turn up I'm getting. People are really listening from all parts of the world. Thank you very much. And that gave me motivation to like keep to do daily podcasts, because if I don't make reviews daily, I won't be able to meet up. South Korea, they're just dishing out good dramas and movies. Where do we start from? K-drama addicts, where do we start from? Okay, bye. Thanks for listening to K-drama Time with Vimve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.